Going in.
Yeah, we're in the street fund, and the drill is the same, the 2011 to the far left, and 2012 to the far right, and we have the red zone. Now, we'd like to make a note of a correction. This item right here, sidewalk repairs and maintenance, was in your budget as $30,000. And we tried to figure out why it was 30, and all we can figure out is that the finance director was hitting those zero a lot when he put that in there, and it came out at 30, it should have been 3,000. So we changed it to 3, and that's what that's all about. The bottom line right down here, street operations total, isn't a big change. Less than $4,000 difference a year. And we go into street administration, there's about $1,000 change in there. One change by 250, 255, so anyway, but it's $1,000. So the total under street operation expenditure is, it hasn't changed very much. Now we get into what we call public works expenditure. And you say to yourself, well, we're in public works. Well, the reason we call this public works expenditures is it goes into our system to distribute the costs. So when they do a lot of work in the street fund, or in the water fund, for instance, the costs are distributed to the water fund, they do it for the sewer, it goes into the park department and the general fund, and it goes into the street fund, et cetera. So that's why it's called public works expenditure, because these are allocated out to different funds based on the software, but not just that. So in this top portion, mainly salary and benefits, and we have saved a person in this position. The maintenance foreman was promoted to public works director, so we now have a position that is vacated as the maintenance foreman right here. The salary and then the benefits are down here. So that's about, close to $80,000. But although the public works director did get them, there's really a savings there. The budget, the 2012 budget for this public works operations is 891 this year. It was 926 last year. And of course, that's a direct result of savings in that position. Here's the big part of the street fund. This is, I took everything out of the capital facilities fund that was in year 2012, and I stuck it in here. And so this is what it looks like. I shaded these lines so it could follow them across, and it's hard to see what you're looking at. And so, we start again with the service truck, and I'm assuming you want me to move that over. If we did it in one, I guess we would do it in all. So I'll just put that over here. And then I'm going to let Terry address the Terry. Do you come up here to the podium?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with this first one here, Scutney to Columbia, city portion. I'm not sure exactly what that is, to be honest with you. That's to Columbia.
That's 7th Street.
Yeah, that's supposed to be 7th Street, 7th to Columbia.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're anywhere ready for that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The loop it?
Yes.
Okay, beautification committee. Lynette probably can explain that one, the $5,000 for beautification committee?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, come on up, Lynette, for a minute.
I can speak loudly enough. We're requesting $10,000 to match what beautification is going to put up to bring on board a landscape architect specializing in streetscape design to give us a design for our Main Street project so we can move forward. Questions?
I believe you said $9,500 of that could possibly be
yes.
returned to us once you get the grant monies
yes.
that are supposed to come through from Quadco.
Yes.
And
$10,000,
the $10,000, even if we don't get the monies back from Quadco, is going to be part of anything that would be considered matching funds for grant applications.
Okay. Thank you, Lynette.
Fourteenth Avenue expansion project. That's $2 million. That's to go from Cemetery to Highway 26 on 14th to expand that section of the road.
That, my understanding, that's the total process, total cost of the project. But there, we've got many partners that's going to be in with that project.
Correct.
I believe we need to do that soon. It's a couple of years to me still out. There's no way we can keep the $2 million in there this year, but I think we need to start pinning that down a little bit, or start to do something with it. So it's not such a big impact when we do have to do it to the city anyway for our portion of it.
Right. There's some portions that would be paid into that, but this is the total dollar amount
yes.
to reconstruct that.
So like the school would pay their section of it, things like that. So do we want to stick something in here like we've been saving for other things? I hate to see us totally scratch that because we are going to have to do the street. Because the change of traffic and everything in that area is going to change drastically.
So are we talking about putting some money in for the future?
That's what I'd like to see us do, put some money away.
How much do we think we need to put away each year?
What are we guessing our portion is going to be?
Yeah. Do we even know?
Well, of course, we got housing moving in, so they'll have to pay their section. We got the school, and we'll have to pay their section. But the rest of it is open, isn't it? Which we'll have to cover.
We've got a little bit of Ashwood Notch that's
yeah.
being worked
some
on there. We've got a little bit of Olson's.
Mm-hmm. And
we've got the school. And then we've got a portion down there on the east side next to 26 that's still farm ground that isn't
Could
developed.
We put a latecomers fee on this too?
Yes.
So
okay.
as others
well,
moved in, we could
yeah.
help recoup
yeah.
some of the costs that the city puts out.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Is there any way we could look into what our portion would be so we could plan for how much we need to put in per year?
Oh, yeah. We can estimate that.
So that we're not just giving a blind guess and throwing money in there?
Okay, so have it by in 2 weeks when we get together?
Yeah,
we talk
so.
About this? Okay. Mike?
Would we like to go back to the beginning and decide if we want to move something
line
or not?
By line?
Sure.
This first 40, I think Terry got a handle on this first one, and he can explain what it is.
This 7th of Scutney to 7th of Scutney to Columbia is the portion of just basically gravel at the end of the asphalt there down to Columbia Street would be the city's portion to pave on that side. That's what explains that side of the 48,000.
Oh, so that's the loop down to Columbia.
That'll take care of that little dirt stretch there, gravel stretch there down to Columbia. On 7th.
So you could go.
Yeah, it's after the two concrete ballers there. Yeah.
So you can go up to Columbia to 7th. Just
yeah, you come up on 7th there in Scutney and it goes south down to well 5. You drop off in the gravel portion, be from the gravel portion down south to Columbia Street.
But isn't 7th and Columbia both gravel at the ends?
Yeah, they are. but there's blacktop up this direction towards Scutney and Seventh. There's a short portion nearby.
The blacktop doesn't go all the way down to Columbia.
No, it doesn't. It's from that portion down is where that would be.
Yeah, but Columbia doesn't go to Seventh blacktop either.
Nope.
Well, we have a big project on 14th, so are we really?
Well, you said that this is possibly a couple of years out still?
14th Street. I think 14th Street's at least by the time we get, figure out everybody's portion and then ready. But I think we're looking at least a couple of years for 14th possibly. That before we even get our money put together for it, our portion.
That's pretty much just an access for the guy going down there to check the well, isn't it?
It's pretty much that's what it is right now.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is right now. Down to well 5.
Yeah, I don't think we're quite ready for that portion.
No.
Yet on that.
Which one are we talking about?
The 48.
48?
For the 48, yeah.
Okay. Remove it. $10,000 for beautification committee?
I'd say put it in.
I say put it in. It's money well spent and we're gonna either recoup it or it's gonna be matching funds when we go to for grant applications.
And we have some people interested in doing a few things, so. So that'd be, okay, that stays, Mike, moving forward.
And then the $2 million was, that must have, that was in there probably for a discussion item.
Dan, are you on the committee for the schools?
Well, I think they're gonna.
The facilities committee, yeah.
When do they figure that school open?
They figure it'd be able to open at the beginning of school next year.
Yeah.
So it'd be September.
Okay, so they're looking.
That's what they're shooting at.
What's that?
They're a little bit antsy about the whole thing because of the funding and stuff like that.
They figure the school will be opening next September.
They're cruising, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming right along.
So what do we wanna do here?
A portion of that 14th Street there, I don't think that'd all have to come out of our funding, is like, can't we, I don't know if the Public Works Fund's got any money anymore or not, but couldn't we do that, something like we did with Broadway or whatever, and get an extension on that rather than all of it coming out of our general budget here at one shot to do this? In other words, if it costs $2 million, then a million of that, the ownership is taking care of a portion of that, so we're talking about half of it would be $1 million. But I think that we could budget for a portion of that, but I'm sure that we can find some money out there, either grant money or Public Works Fund or somewhere along the line to pick up a portion of that. I don't think that'd all have to come out of our general budget.
So how about if we delete it and we'll get together in 2 weeks, we'll come back with somewhat solid
information on what our portion will be.
Our portion.
I would like to see that.
And then we can rediscuss this. So, Terry, make sure you bring that back.
No, I got one thing to add to that.
Okay.
I believe that off the engineer's estimate with GNO that our portion of the city's portion would be $850,000.
$850,000 is our portion?
Yes, that's what they figured up our portion of that road would be.
Oh. I said 5 to 8.
Okay. So you want to plug 850 in there just for?
And leave it in the red zone, you mean? Or?
Let's do that.
Leave it in the red zone.
Leave it in the red zone. It's here. We'll know what it is.
Okay.
Now, this next one is not even legal.
Yeah.
Because the state won't let us go to Highway 26. So.
Yeah, correct.
I can take that.
So the next item is 7th and Columbia to Highway 26, which is past well 5, for $50,000. I believe the state shook their head no at that for an access on a 26. So. So we're scratching now?
Yeah.
Okay. Highway 24 underpass / walk path. I believe we discussed that with DOT and they were working on a portion of that to try and make that happen. We set $10,000 aside for that.
DOT might pay for this, we'll have to wait and see, but.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they
I had that in the list that we, it said they might go with, we haven't heard back from them yet, they're still at their engineer stage. But we thought we'd want it in there just in case, cause it's, right now the people are walking out in the street. It's not the ideal place to put citizens, you know.
I think, put it over, cause hopefully they'll be able to pay for it, and then it'd just be something we're not gonna spend.
It'll just be money that we won't use that year, so, is that okay, we'll fund it even though we may not use it?
Yep.
Yes? Okay, move it over, Mike.
You don't want people walking on the street, in the highway.
North Broadway overlay, that would be from Fur to Lee Road, $50,000.
We got anything that we need to put in that street?
Yeah.
Overlay, are we done with what's underground?
We don't have a storm.
Well, but are there any water lines that need to be replaced, sewer lines that need to be replaced?
We have a water line up north from Lee Road South, I don't know how many feet there, that's it's noted in our water comp plan as being a low flow area for fire in that section, be on the west side of the road.
So would that have to be taken care of, would that portion
It would be best that it be put in at the same time you do the overlay, before you do the overlay.
That's what we're asking.
If not, you've kind of been throwing your money away.
Yeah.
Did we end up getting some participation from the industry down there? We talked about it once, I don't know if it ever happened.
So.
There used to be something in the dollars there for that kind of work, but it's gone away, it was taken out before my time.
So it's $50,000 just for the overlay, that's not including the water lines.
It doesn't have any, there's nothing, no infrastructure work there.
I know at one time we were talking about doing some extensive work on North Broadway there, and I'm wondering whether we wanna spend $50,000 and then go back in there 2 years and tear it all over, stuff or start over again.
Well, no, it makes more sense to do the water lines and the sewer lines before, and then put your overlay right over the top of it. That doesn't make any sense. That wouldn't make any sense.
There was discussion one time that Olympia was gonna cut all the way through to Broadway and they're gonna put a street light there, and I think that's where industry was gonna pony up some money, but haven't heard that one in a while.
And there was even some issues about the storm drainage going across that and continue on west instead of coming down like it does now and coming into Main Street there. And a lot of those things I think we should get resolved before we actually come up with this figure of what we're gonna spend on that street.
Well, see, I see 50,000, there's 50,000 in the streets, but we don't have anything for capital expenditures underwater or sewer for those lines, so.
You have one down here, North Broadway Storm Sewer here for 45, which is on down further, which would add to that as well.
Yeah, but if we've gotta upsize the lines for low water flow in that area.
And we only have a small section of that. That's just on the northern part of Simplot there.
And how old are those sewer lines?
I don't know that for sure, just can't tell you that. Don't have that data.
So it sounds like you wanna wait.
I would say wait until.
Okay, strike it, Mike.
Until we're ready to do, did I?
Your mouse went to walking.
Industrial access, Scootney to Moon, $45,000. I believe that's the access between CWC that cut through right there to Moon Street, down off the backside across the railroad tracks.
Yeah, I don't think we're even close to seeing that develop any further down there, so I think we're gonna really strike that one. So
I agree.
From where Scootney comes out on Broadway.
So it's going under the railroad track over there?
It goes across the railroad track. They were talking about extending that across the railroad tracks down there and cutting to Moon.
It
eventually, I gotta believe that the city's gonna annex that, that housing out there.
So, hold off?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, strike that, Mike.
This next one is pipe canal across the East Main. Talking with some of the people at Public Works here, they're telling me at one time, they were going to, Irrigation District in conjunction with us was going to pipe a portion of the canal up here, somewhere around the hospital and down past the Cimarron before it makes a turn at Larch and close that in piping. I don't know how true that is, because that's just from talk on this subject right here.
There was some talk about it, discussion.
They want to put it into a pipe, so it's not an open canal.
That's been in the capital facilities plan as long as I've been here, and it's.
I know they're doing, gosh, what was the figure? Dusty told me a figure, but they're starting burying all that now.
I think what should be done is put some pressure on them from the city and say, hey, when are you gonna do this project? And it might help, you know, by keep pushing toward that to see what portion of it they could do.
Strike it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, move that one, Mike.
Turn lanes and approaches on SR 24 for 50,000. South of 26, the approaches come up to 24. WashDOT wants the approaches to start back further so that you're not on an incline at the stop sign. You have to flatten out. Some of this work should be done when you do your infrastructure work down there for your storm and your sewer, because it's going to be in part of the street. And then your turn lanes onto those for traffic off of 24.
Have they said anything about helping out in that, being that it's on there right away, portion of that?
I haven't heard anything.
No, I don't mind doing it on our side of it, but when it gets to their right of way, that's their baby.
Yeah, we do the work and they own it.
So do we want to hold some money here just in case we have to cough some up? You said that design is also being, it was designed in part of the design for the South Broadway project?
The SR 24 industrial area, we did the sewer and the storm sewer for that, and this has to go under some of those portions of those roads right there, so if you're gonna make and have to reconstruct that, that would be the best time to make that happen.
I say no.
I would say no. I think that should be part of the whole project in there.
Okay, great. So we're striking it? Looks like it. Okay, Mike, remove that one.
Concrete drive realignment, 100,000. I believe it's on the end down there behind the WashDOT states and the county, the Mosquito District, that portion down there. For water sewers down that direction.
This project may be, depending what the Port District, that's where they want to connect up right down in that area. So this may be a project that may be on for next year, possibly with the Port District, I know, and they're working on their project down there.
We would have to work in conjunction. Wasn't there some discussion at the mayor's luncheon about what they'd like to have happen over there?
Yeah, they want us to bring.
They're talking about running some line in there somewhere.
Increasing the size of the line from 10 to 12, wasn't it? And then also getting the water up there to them.
Yeah, it was kind of our commitment when we annexed that we would tie that all together. And since we're already got this new sewer system that we're working on coming out of Main or out of Moon Street, ties into Broadway, it's feasible to come down off of the Port District, and there's some no man's land in there that we'll have to go through and then get the concrete to drive, come through that and tie it all in together. But there's gonna have to be a lot of work done on that. Some of it ties in with the industrial plan that we've got in that area. But we, and this works with some of the stuff that I've added here on some of these water and sewer, and what Tim's talking about in this upsize of this pipe is in the port district itself. All they're required is an 8-inch line, which we would need a 12-inch line to upsize it for our purposes, which we would pay the difference of that. And then it would tie in and make the loop come on from 14th Curran down through our industrial park and tie back around. It's kind of out of the street situation here, but it is something that will eventually have to be done. And we should do it before we improve a concrete street or a concrete drive or any place else down there. So that's... I think we should put some money in there for part of that, whether it's for the concrete drive or realignment or whatever, but somewhere in there should be some money in there to get that started along with our improvements in that south district there.
When are they looking at doing that project?
Well,
this next year, wasn't it? Port district.
Port's planning that now, and they're gonna supposedly start developing that next year. So we're gonna have to be ready to tie in with what they've got, I would say within the next 2 years.
Yeah, that's it. Makes sense to put it in there.
Put some in there.
Mm-hmm.
So leave the 100,000? I may not spend it, but so leave 100,000 in there?
Leave it there?
Yeah. One no, everybody else yes?
Yes.
Okay, leave it in, Mike.
Put it over?
We may not spend it, but.
North Broadway storm sewer for $45,000. Storm sewer right now just kind of trickles down the ditch to Fur, collects in a pipe into our 8-inch there and runs down to Main Street.
It's worked awesome for the last 50 years.
50?
33.
Well, let's see. Been here close to 50 years. I don't know. It's always been the same.
Yeah. So is this a problem issue of flooding and different things?
Well, we had some flooding up there. There used to be a ditch there, and they filled all that in with gravel. So the only part that's got an actual ditch now on the east side is by Tagaris's office there, and it comes down that ditch, and then there's a pipe that runs across Broadway and runs over there where Simplot has their scale house, kind of just wanders out through there. The rest of it comes on down to Fur, collects in a pipe there, gets into our system, and goes on into Maine.
So you're proposing piping that all with drains in the,
yep.
On the east side?
That's what the proposal is here. But this probably should be done at the same time you do this overlay in the water at the same time up here.
Agreed.
So you want to wait?
So, yeah.
Okay, we'll remove it then, correct?
Okay.
Scratch it, mm-hmm. Remove it, yes.
This east concrete drive upgrade, I believe this one and your concrete drive realign kind of go hand in hand because you're trying to align concrete with canning at the same time you're trying to put your water and your sewer in. So this other one goes hand in hand with this upper version up here.
Can I ask one question on this? When we're talking about alignment of that, you're talking about Canning Street and concrete drive. If you align those, are you going to go on down the road? Are you going to align the rest of them up? Because a lot of those are offset the same way. So what I'm asking is, why do we have to align concrete with Canning Street? I can see you straighten it up on the other end, the east side in behind the county buildings and things like that, but as far as offsetting that again, I don't know whether that'll interfere with Evergreen or not if you do that. And I question that because it did say aligning that, and I'm trying to figure out
the work that was done prior to me was trying to align it with canning, but using a portion of Flamingo Trucking's lot right there to make that happen.
Well, my thought was, when they were talking about Canning Street, is before you get to the railroad track, that is offset from that portion of it. So are you saying then to move that curve over to the south so it lines up with the other portion of that street? Or what are we?
You're talking about Moon?
Moon Street, yeah, Moon Street comes in, it offsets the same way.
Well, you couldn't do that because you take out Saddle Mountain down there.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Why are we realigning this street to match? Because you go down the line, you go down to, I don't know what those streets are down there. You've got Tech Street, you've got Baker, and you've got, I don't know, whatever they are. But when you go across the other side, there, none of them line up. They're all offset up.
What is the actual
block or so?
What is the actual purpose of aligning them?
That's right.
Is there any advantage to aligning the streets?
Just to make it easy, I've got no answers for you. Is somebody else pre-planned this one for me?
So you want to strike it?
Yeah, that whole alignment thing.
Make a mess.
No, it's been there for a long, long time, and I'm. Way back when, I remember sitting in meetings going, why?
Right.
What's the advantage
of aligning the streets? I mean, so there's a jog if you have to go across the street.
I don't think you'd see too many people doing that going across the street.
And none of them.
They're going right or left.
Absolutely none of them, that's right. Because usually, he's right. You're going right or left off of all of them.
So do we need to take that 100,000 back off and put that 90,000 over instead of, because we got the 100,000 on realignment.
I think it should have been dropped down
to
this
the upgrade.
So we need to take the 100,000 off.
The upgrade makes more sense than the alignment.
Okay, take off the 100,000 and move the 90 over, Mike. Just made 10,000.
Yay!
Saved, yes.
We just saved ourselves.
That paid for the beautification now.
The next one's your neighborhood street overlay project / Windsor Street for $230,000. This is basically, this money here is for infrastructure improvement in these streets that are low and flow for fire supply, and that's in this section of town down here, Main Street to Ash and 7th to 14th down in this lower side. We got 4-inch lines down there that we have according to our water comp plan. Our fire flow is down, and so those streets down in there need to be redone, but they also need to have infrastructure work at the same time.
So I'm guessing there's capital money in water and sewer that go toward this same project, and you finish with the overlay.
Mike?
Yeah, what?
Is there capital monies in the water and in the sewers to go along with this, since
Windsor
the water
Street
and sewer has to be done at the same time?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I could bring my first all water.
Some water line improvements.
$1.3 million.
Water line improvements, 4,000 water main replacements, shared service truck, electronic green meters.
Water.
New well, basically. Now, I don't know if that covers what you're talking about. That's water.
But we can pull it out of there.
What is the water line improvements? I mean,
yeah, maybe that's the Windsor one.
Or is that just a.
This is what, the 60,000 here?
No, the 110.
The 110,000? That's basically going to improve what we have for 4-inch lines, steel lines, duct iron lines that are.
So that would tie in with this project?
I would think so.
At least I am.
Nothing that couldn't be budgeted, I mean, it's certainly something that could come in there.
Well, as long as there's monies in the water and the sewer, I don't see if, I mean, if that's where we're gonna overlay next, I don't have a problem with that.
The only issue I would have is I've been on some other streets that are really bad, and I don't know how bad Windsor is. Is the street surface bad, do you know, or?
Yeah, we took a chunk out of it here when we did the Main Street to loop that line and sever that line on 7th and tie that in. So there's a 10-foot patch there that runs down one side of the street, south side of the street on Windsor, and the rest of it's kind of rough shape.
We've got some
it's
down
the
here.
Street right over here in front of the cabana, right?
Cabana, correct.
Ow.
But you said we have low fire flow over there?
Nope.
Isn't that what you just said?
No, we don't have low fire flow at the cabana. We looped that line
because
it was a dead end line. We looped that line in the Main Street project because we had to sever one pipe and take it on across. That was part of the Main Street.
Eamon is the one that asked me to include Windsor Street in this request. He said, when you put in a street overlay, he says, put in brackets of Windsor Street. So I think he wanted to include Windsor Street
in the street overlay.
Project.
So that's not all going just to that.
No, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Right. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I wondered that too.
Terry, have you got any idea how many blocks we could get out of our $200,000 anymore?
No, but I'd have to ask. I don't have a figure for that.
It should be improved over a couple years ago. Okay.
Yeah. Not much.
I can't go with that. Windsor's, I mean, aesthetically, yeah, it looks bad because of the patch, but it's not that bad of shape. There's a lot of other streets in town that are a lot worse shape.
There's not a lot of traffic on that street
either. I'd rather use the two. I don't mind $230,000 continuing overlay program, but we need to drive around town and pick.
Do you want me to just drop the Windsor part off of that description and just put it down as the overlay project?
Yes,
overlay
please. Project.
Yeah.
Is that street really bad, Terry? Would you say it needs done? I mean, it doesn't get.
I would probably say that some of these over here are worse than this over here, back in this area.
Yeah, there's some down here
by the
A&L Supply.
Yeah, Pine, that area.
That one's got some potholes in it. It's really bad.
Down there.
Yeah, Pine Street's really,
yeah,
really
Pine,
good.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I'd say.
Well, from Broadway to 4th.
Do you want me to move that over?
Yes.
And do you want to fund that with the utility?
Sound okay with everybody?
Is that where it's always come from?
Is that where you said it comes from usually?
The utility tax fund, yes. That's typically what we do over there.
Yes.
Sounds like it. Sure.
Okay. We stay with the 230, is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe that'll do 7 blocks when we all go out and pick a block.
He loved it.
Okay, the last part is public workshop improvements for $133,000. And in that $133,000, it's kind of like a makeover here. We got several issues happening to that building. First one, we'll start with the roof. Nobody really has a date or a year that roof's been done, but it's got some severe soft spots in it. And we had a professional roofer come out and take a sample, core drill it, take a sample of it. His recommendation was to pull the sheeting off and re-roof it with a TPO roof. The roof was done, but the flashing was never brought over the side of the roof far enough to keep the water damage from occurring that's occurred over the years. And what's happened from the wind blowing from the west, it's actually lifted the roof and created a lift on it enough that it's pulled the nails out, and they've actually poked through the outer skin of that. So now we have several leaks we pretty much have patched, and and tried to redo the roof in the water portion of the room, but since it's the water portion of the room, it kind of floods on the floor. We've got some electrical issues in that same corner up there that need to be addressed. They're all open and exposed out of the box that are live. We've got some windows that are broke, single pane. They're not energy efficient at all. We would like to remove most of those and block up a portion of it to secure it a little bit better and leave one row above open for light. We don't have any signage on the front of the building stating that it's public works, so we're requesting a couple of signs, one from the south that faces the corner of Broadway and Main, and the other one from the east across from the show house there on the building, so that people can see that. We've got some real poor lighting in the work area and up in the corners where we've got some head dinkers, you know, you can't see coming unless you got a flashlight. So we'd like to light these areas so that we don't have any head ringers in there. The carpet in the office is pretty much worn out. If it gets a little bit of wetness to it, it basically stinks like mold real bad. I think the carpet carousel down here said they put it in and they couldn't remember when they put that in. But it's got some wrinkles in it. Needs to be replaced. It needs to be basically pulled up and replaced. And last but not least, I don't have a total dollar amount for this sprinkler item, but there is no fire system in that building whatsoever. We do have maps of the city that are in a map room that we organized and put in the back by the water room. But at this time, we're really not too concerned about the sprinkler, but we'd like to bring it up as the year goes on. So we put the sprinklers in here, but we don't have a total dollar amount for that to sprinkle that or put some suppression in there, so we got something to keep our records if they do catch a fire, burns down.
All for $133,000?
$133,000. Wow. I just don't have the sprinkler system in here. I mentioned it in here, but it'll be something that'll be on next year or so. When we get some other things.
The fire suppression is going to go in the map room?
Well, we need to put something in there, in the map room, so that we have some kind of suppression. So
are the maps in any kind of fireproof or waterproof?
No, there's no fireproof anything down there at all for that. So
won't we
there's
need
no
some
vault.
Waterproof cabinetry if we're going to put sprinkler systems in there?
So we need some kind of suppression, but we'll have to look at that down the road here. But we do need a roof, and we need some signage, we need some windows. It needs some lighting so that you can work in, a little better lighting instead of with a flashlight in a lot of the corners. So
I don't know if I got a chance to walk through the building with Terry, and he showed me some of the stuff. And actually, we're dealing with the north side of that building. It used to be the fire department in it, and one reason why we built a new fire department was because it was deemed unsafe if there was any small seismic activity, it could possibly collapse. There's no bonds in the concrete, the brick walls up there. You've got 1-inch gaps in the wall and portions of it. Actually, part of the windows have caved in about a foot and a half because it's been backed into with a backhoe, and it's been like that for a couple of years, and the windows have been broken out, and you're putting a lot out and heat, trying to keep that up to temperature so your equipment that you have in there with water and other things don't freeze. It's a lot of maintenance to that building that should have been done a long time ago, and I think we're putting out more right now to get caught up in what we should have been progressively doing every year.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the fire suppression system in a building like that a requirement anymore?
I don't know.
Work and stuff on vehicles and stuff in there?
Yeah, I would think that there should have been something in that years ago, but there's nothing in there.
As soon as you add on to it, then you...
Right.
Yeah.
As long as you don't change it.
Well, Chief could tell us over there, right?
When it was built, it was wood and stone. Square footage may or may not require it, but it's fine. But there are alternative methods to water suppression. For for valuable documents. There's other ways of doing that.
Yeah.
I encourage you to fire a sprinkler. That's great.
This, I don't like the amount of the figure all of a sudden just popping up one year, but since I've been on council in 8 years, I don't think we put a dime toward that thing, so it's...
And I can verify that carpet's been in there a long time.
Well, I'd recommend you tile
it. It was old when I started working there, and that was back in 1998.
So it'd have been nice if we had been $25,000 a year, but they put up with it and, I guess, saved up, so... I don't have a big heartburn against it.
Everybody on board to do it?
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, Mike, move it over.
Okay.
Thank you, Terry.
So basically, there are some transfers that are about 180,000 higher than last year, or 20,000. Last year I did not transfer any money into the equipment reserve fund. This year I put $20,000 to be transferred into the equipment reserve fund. Public Works is talking about requesting a camel truck after another year. And so we know that's $400,000. I think we have, with this transfer, next year we'll have about $339,000 in that fund. I just want to make a note, too, right here, fund balance. After all of this, fund balance is $203,000. The required fund balance, and the sheet I passed out in the street fund, is $150,000. So we are within our minimum requirement on this fund. So I'll move this out. Some of these I think should go faster.
Dancing with the Stars starts at 9, so.
Okay, here's the water fund. Service. That's pretty much the kind of thing. Here's your capital expenditures. Once again, we have a new well in there, and I believe we're coming close to being able to make that a reality. And so that $1 million is actually a carryover. It's actually in the fund balance. If you look down here, fund balance got $1.3 million in fund balance. $1 million of that is the well that we're carrying over now. This is about a third year, I think. And then Amy asked me to put this in here as a discussion. Item can well number 6 supply both Shiplock and McCain. And I think we found out that
No, it can't. We don't put out enough gallons per minute to supply both Simplot and McCain's with water. We only put out 1881 on 6 now, right about 2 at the max, and we need 2,500 for Simplot and another 450 gallons per minute on a steady flow to McCain's to make that happen. Even if we put the 4 bowls back on 6, we couldn't supply them with one well, a six.
Your Simplot's using 2,500 gallons a minute?
2,500 something that they use.
Did you include in your calculations what they can, what McCain's can provide to themselves?
Yes, and that 450 is what they can't supply with their well, so we'd have to supply it, and with that and Simplot, six doesn't put out enough.
What we could do, we could take that water from well number six, like I mentioned earlier today, could go up the back way, go up Railroad Avenue, go up and tie into that line further up, mix it in with our water, put a backflow preventer on it so it didn't back up into our system, and most of that flow of that water would go out there, and by mixing it in with the city water, it would lower that fluoride rate, and they could use that water, and we wouldn't have to tie it in with all of our other systems. It would be passed to where it would go west, as far as the water that goes west of here for the outside services, and we could do that. I had a figure at one time of around $75,000 or $80,000 for that line that would bypass all that tie-in up there. So there's a possibility that we could make that work, and then we'd get full use of well number six.
It's an interesting idea. Something for the future, huh? So leave this $1 million in there and keep moving forward, correct?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we do that again.
I moved the $1 million over. Seal well number one, $25,000.
Yeah, that's the cap off the one that's inside Burke's Refrigeration.
Oh, that's right.
The seal. It's got to be professionally sealed. We can't do it. It's got to be by a well driller to do it. And the estimate was $25,000.
And why now again?
Say that again.
Why now?
I think he's doing some things with his business, and he would kind of like to take care of that, so it wasn't an issue when he sold. But it needs to be done because it was abandoned here and not being used, so the city needs to take care of that.
So move that over?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah.
It's our responsibility. Leave it in? Yes?
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Move it over, Mike.
Okay. Fourth Avenue water main replacement?
Yeah, that's another one. It actually has a new street, but it does have a deficiency down that from Main Street south to Scutney, and it's 6-inch and 4-inch line. It goes down, I think, about Elm on a 6-inch, and it goes to 4 from there to Scutney.
So we're going to tear up the street?
It should have been done before the street was done.
Just opened
it. That's what it takes.
So is there problems farther down right now, not getting enough water, or?
Well, it just has a fire flow issue according to our water comp plant. This was in the facilities plant type of thing.
It seems like we just overlaid 4th Street not long ago.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm. It's out there, whether you want to do it or not. It is part of the comp plan. It shows the deficiency in flow.
But we still have other areas to address.
We have other areas that
to address first, yeah.
Could be doing.
I would maybe
push
that off to like the end of the list so that we get a little bit more out of that asphalt before we have to tear it up.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yes? Okay, remove it. Take it off.
We need to work. closer to what we're doing here.
And then the service truck, I think we've already agreed.
Yeah.
But it's not coming out of water, it's all coming out of.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, all that.
Utility fund.
All added in there.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, our transfer.
I'll have a note here. I don't have a spot, but we're gonna do that.
No, that's fine, yeah, that's fine.
While we're into this water, it goes back to the same thing we were talking about earlier, about the court district upsizing that water line and continuing that water on down Concrete Drive. I know some of that, I think, is probably figured in with that industrial area down there. And I don't know whether we should separate that out or just leave it in there, or how should we handle it? You know, we know we're gonna have to tie into it sometime, whether we have to do it right now, but if the port's gonna go in there and start developing that and put in their line, they put in an 8-inch line, then we're stuck for the whole thing to replace it if we wanna go back to 12. Or if we upsize that line to a 12 through their property, all we have to pay is the difference between the 8 and the 12. So it's something that we need to look at, and the way the port looks like they're doing their work on their planning and whatnot, this is probably gonna happen, I would say, middle of next year, or at the latest would be 2013, so I think we should look at that at least.
Can we get exact figures on how much that our portion, what the difference would be, so that we could put it?
Terry, on the electronic read meters, how far do you think you're along with that project, with all the residents setting up that?
We're getting on the tail end of it, where this could be after this year, we can cut this back. We're gonna have pretty much be there. We visited with the gal this last week. We should be battery-wise on them. They got a 20-year, so she's telling us. So this should be the last.
So the pretty much the whole city is metered.
Pretty close.
Electronic.
There's maybe 8 that are in there that are mandatories that have to be swapped out.
And that this will take care of that?
That should take care of this and any whatever else we've got.
Okay.
That's the idea.
Yeah, keep
okay?
It going.
Okay.
Keep going.
Almost
you don't
done.
Wanna, you don't want to stop midway.
Okay,
yep.
So that's pretty much the water fund. As you notice down in here, any fund balance is lower than the minimum required. But the thing about this fund is right here on this spot, I transfer $930,256 to the reserve fund. So what I do is I net the difference out of that and keep our fund balance at $200,000. So I'll make sure that all of that is taken care of.
Okay.
$6,000 or about $5,500. emergency maintenance for $5,000 was added. And so that raised that. Sewer capital, the SR4 industrial area, there's $1 million in there for, I don't know what,
That's our, the infrastructure for the industrial area down there, SR24, $1 million.
So there's nothing in here, we haven't
started saving for that yet.
Yeah, we haven't. And this don't include the Moon Street project that might be taking place with the...
That has a grant for that.
Yes.
And there again, we're talking about sewer here, which we need to extend up Concrete Drive to tie in with the Port District, because if we're going to do the water and they're going to do their developing, that's got to go someplace. And I know we don't want to go back across the street and go into underneath 26 and tie back into Columbia Street or whatever, or sewer, which should continue on down to Broadway, tie in with that whole system that we've got working on through Moon Street. And somewhere we got to set aside some money to make that all happen, because, like I say, the port's going to do their thing out there. And we need to be ready when they're ready. And I think we need to kick in there. And it isn't there enough, but at least it's something that's a start to say $50,000 for this year, $50,000 for 2013, to at least put the incentive that we're trying to work on something for that that sewer portion of it. When we do that industrial section, I think it'll all be taken care of when we do that whole thing, but I think that we need to separate it so that they're aware of what we're trying to do.
Well, I don't think we're going to do the industrial area project in 2012, so I mean, we're not spending the money, so it doesn't need to be there. I'd say take it out. That's my opinion. If we get told we have to do a wastewater treatment plant out there, it's going to change in a hurry our priorities.
I think I'm with Ken. I think we need to stick $50,000 or something in there
for the
port.
For concrete.
For the port and concrete in that area.
Yes.
See money.
So remove $1 million, correct?
I mean, we might not spend it, but then we can.
So we're saying remove the $1 million?
Yes.
Okay.
Put $50,000 in for the.
Then they want a new line item, $50,000 for concrete. Expansion to Port District.
Concrete expansion
to
Port District.
To sewer. To the Port District sewer. $50,000. Do we need to go sewer and water? Do we have water on that? Yeah, we did talk about water, didn't we?
Yeah, that's nothing to do with what's going on in the Port District itself. That's to tie in with yours after it comes through the Port District.
Concrete tie into Port?
Or how about
sewer?
Yeah, how about Broadway to Port District? Shoot.
Concrete drive.
Broadway tie into Port District?
It's going to cost a lot more than that to tie that whole thing from Broadway Crew up to 7th Street.
$50,000?
Yeah. $50,000,
yes. If they actually move some dirt.
Yes, I'm gonna move.
and I will net something against that to get my fund balance up where it belongs. So everything works out. The admin portion is up about $500 roughly each there. Operations has increased, I believe. Adams County landfill fees, I think we got a notice that fees are going up next year. And so I budgeted a number that's above what we had for last year. In fact, it looks like we're going to finish this year high, so maybe that increase already took effect. Taxes, we had nothing changes there. Our capital expenditures, we have alloy approach improvements and recrushed grindings.
What you're saying about those tipping fees and whatnot, it's my understanding being on that board that fee will remain the same until at least the 1st of July. And looking at it, the way they've done some changing out there, I kind of suspect that fee will almost stay the same. They may talk about to raise it, but I think it's going to remain almost like it is. They've done some changing out there, and I think it's improvement. They're doing their own hauling is basically what amounts to. They're cutting out some of these guys.
Part of the permitting
going into Oregon is what happened.
Part of the landfill fees, it kind of pushes up against revenue too, because we pay the actual fee for the city garbage dump, but if somebody rents a container, then we get more revenue because it's actually weighed and charged back to them.
Those large containers, a 25-yard,
30-yard. Yeah. So if somebody's using a lot of those, in theory, this number could explain why it's up to 520,000, where if you look on the revenue side, hopefully it's higher too. Otherwise, people are throwing away a lot heavier garbage or something.
We have not raised the rates in here since I've been in the city, and we've actually been trying to spend down the reserves. This isn't a capital-intensive fund. It's actually we contract out the work, and I keep trying every year to spend down, and it just doesn't work. It's funny. Revenue just keeps increasing, and so, it's not a fund that you really have to worry too much about.
So everybody comfortable with the 40 and the 15?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a question. On your 15 recrush grindings for alleys, we don't have any grindings to recrush. So there's no need to slide that down.
But could we possibly have some if we do overlay?
Could. We could have. But I don't have a pile like we used to have.
What happened to it?
We used it.
What happened to
it? Grounded. Used it on Main Street.
So should we put more towards alleys in?
Want to do more alleys? And we talked about expanding the length of the pad, right? So the whole truck's on it. Is that what we're going to do now? I heard some conversation about that.
On what?
On the concrete pad entries.
On the approaches.
Making it longer so the truck sits on there instead of the back wheels off the back side, and it's still doing what we're trying to make it not do.
You lost me.
When you're making that pad, the truck sits off the pad when it's coming off. So we need to make it longer.
On the alley approaches?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's I was trying to comprehend what you said. Okay, yeah.
Well, how many alley approaches do you plan to do with the $40,000? What's the cost of this?
I don't know.
$50,000.
I don't know exactly where that's going to take me.
You want to put the 15 in there?
Can.
Want to bump it up?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, I guess add them together.
We can't do the writings.
Okay, so. Save that one and. And then I'll go quickly, because there is going to be a whole lot of talk, but I don't think that. This Fund 103 was a reserve fund that we set up to house the skateboard park money and the community center money. So we anticipate it'll be just a little bit over $500,000 at the end of 2012 after we transfer that last $100,000. The 104 fund is real property. The park mitigation fees for building off a building permit goes in here automatically. For year to date, and that was the September number, it was about $8,250, but I anticipate $10,000 by the end of the year. I think it could be more. So that just goes in. Investment interest, we are investing in. Fund 105 is the left reserve fund. We've got $10,000 in there every year out of the general fund and the police department. This is for a long-term care or something that we might face in the future if somebody goes into a high care facility. Fund 106 is fire department. I think we've covered that. We'll be sharing about $81,000 at the end of this year, about $81,000 into next year. And then the fire truck we approved will come out of that. Then we move over to the water reserve fund. Now this number is going to change a little bit because I'm using some of this money to get the fund balance and water fund back up, but it won't be a whole heck of a lot. So we're going to be at about $1.7 million at the end of 2012 in the water funds. And I think that's significant because as Ken Taylor mentioned a year or so ago, when you put in a well, you have to put in water. And so this will help pay for a water line for a well. Fund 108 is the sewer reserve fund. We transfer money in there as well, and we'll be at about $3.2 million by the end of 2012. And I think we're about, after 2012, I think we're either 3 or 4 years away from our permit expiring. Maybe it's 4 years. So if we continue to do this, we're putting almost $700,000 a year in there, or almost another $3 million. So we could be at somewhere over $6 million in reserves for the mechanical facility. And then we have the 109. So this is the reserve fund for the solid waste fund that we just talked about. There's really no demand on it. So we got $162,600 there. And then 110 is the street reserve fund. This is the one I mentioned that I was putting $20,000 in this year again out of the street fund because we're building reserves to buy a new camel truck. So that's pretty much the reserve fund. Maybe that's a little bit. fund balance of almost $450,000. So there is still room to work there. Then we have the real estate excess tax fund. This is money collected when there's a house sale. There's a real estate tax collected and put into this fund. We have, it looks like by the end of 2012, we'll have about $430,000. And then we have the tourism fund, and we looked at that earlier tonight. So nothing really changed on that. This is the Public Works Trust Fund loan for the Broadway, work on Broadway. We go into the Public Works Trust Fund loan for the SR24 project. And this is the one that has to be paid off in like 5 years because until you start construction down there. And so this could change, but right now we're paying it off. And then the Main Street project.
Did you correct that one, did you, Mike?
Pardon? And then the last one is the City Hall bond. And that's pretty much everything. The whole thing.
I thought this up. Okay, never mind.
Any other questions for Mike?
Well, what did I thought I saw a Parks and Rec sheet. Did we?
A Parks and Rec sheet?
Yeah, did we do that? Or?
Yeah, we did Parks and Rec in the general fund.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought I saw a separate sheet.
Well, that's awesome. Go Council, on. That was good.
I got one more here, Tim. In our workshop, I mentioned one more fund. And there's nothing in here that covers anything in this portion of it. But in our gas utility fund, we ended up with an extra, well, we didn't really end up with anything extra, but it was kind of a windfall of $900,000. And my thought is, some of that money, I think, should go into a reserve fund. And I think what we ought to do with it is put $50,000 away for a utility gas fund for the Othello's portion to pursue natural gas expansion in the Othello area. I'm not saying we'll use it, but I think somewhere along the line, somebody's got to step out here and say, hey, we need gas in this area. And this way, at least it looks like we're serious. We're putting some money up front here. It's a kind of the dog wagging these tails, which way do you go here? But everybody puts a blame on somebody else. But if we could do this, then we can go to the county, say, hey, where's your portion of this? We could go to Cascade, where's your portion? Where's Williams at? And I think we could put some pressure on these guys and actually prove what we need in this area is more gas. Sure, we've got a temporary solution to it, but it's not a permanent solution, and I think that we need to step up and say, hey, this is a way that we think, and it's a very small portion of the cost of what this thing will actually be, but I think that we need to set some money aside for that particular project.
I adamantly disagree. I think we've got enough organizations that should be looking out for gas, which is a private venture anyway. We got Adams County Development County, Adams County, ACDC, Port District, Roger Krug, Economic Development Director. To me, this is right up their alley. That's what they should be doing, and I don't see why I need to spend city tax dollars going down this road. We donate to all these people.
You have thoughts?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned all those ones that should be doing it, but I think we all need to work together. We can't, the city of Opelika can't be out here by ourselves. We need to work together with all these organizations to get this done. We ain't going to do it by ourselves. It's something that we do need. And like I said, like Ken said, it's money that's not going to be possibly used. It's kind of a seed money for right now to show some of these that we are serious about it. It will give us a leverage with some of the other organizations to start kicking in a little bit too. Because this is going to be an expensive venture down the road. And hopefully we could get Williams to do the biggest portion of it. But they're going to come back to us and say, well, what do you got to offer us, too, at the same time? And it's a start. It's a start there. But I believe we need to work with all these other organizations to do it, too. They need to kick in too. But we've got to start somewhere. The $900,000 that you mentioned, half of that did go into the general budget already, and half went into, it all went into the utility tax. Then from there, half of that was transferred over to the general budget.
Right.
And right now, you're showing an estimate to your imbalance of our utility tax at, what was it, right around 400?
449.
So we pretty much absorbed that other $450,000 that's went in there.
We took the $452,000 out.
Yeah, we pretty much absorbed it already.
I guess I kind of see both sides of what Mark and Ken's saying here, and I think we need to work together on it. I don't see anything wrong with setting aside $50,000, you know, just for kind of a seed money, as Ken was saying.
It is a big issue for the community, because if we get some big plants in here, they require a large volume of the gas. We have the water, but we need the fuel. So it is a real issue for our community. So we want to set aside $50,000.
I think we need to go that way.
So that sounds like we have a majority.
Sure.
Okay, Mike. What do you want to call it?
What's that?
Natural gas seed money. What do you want to call it, or what?
Who do you want to put? You want to put $50,000? Okay, and call it.
49. In a reserve fund, though, isn't that what we're doing?
Reserve fund is what we want to do.
Fund, yeah.
Right, I can put it.
National or natural gas expansion reserve fund or something like that.
I can restrict that much of the fund balance in this fund if you want to put it that way. Or if you want to set it in a separate fund, I could create a separate fund.
By restricting it, will you have an actual line item that says that?
Uh-huh.
That's what we're after, I think, to show that we're saving the money.
So
it sounds like that'd work.
Yeah.
Expansion of natural gas pipelines.
I guess another one is, do we already have money for a test well, to drill a test well for our new well? Or is that part of the million?
Probably come out of that $1 million, wouldn't it? I think. Sure. That would be included.
Anything else? great discussion. I think we made some really good decisions today, so that's exciting. Do we need to take a break before we continue? Is everybody okay? Yes? Okay, I'll take a 5 minute. Okay. 5 minute break then. There's drinks in the other room. That way we have to take another break if we keep
what?
Going.
Yeah. Tomorrow, yeah. Was your kid playing?